gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
One.
Oh, I'm pretty good. Okay.
He got two. Christian, can you beat two?
Yes, 100%.
All right. Okay, that's on you.
Oh, we can't even throw.
How'd that happen?
Oh, right, top of his lip. Here, right here.
Money.
Right in my eye.
Eyeball. Why is everything orange?
It's painted
the
orange.
The whole room is orange. What happened?
You gotta get one before we can start.
I thought that went
so
in.
So hard.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
No, you clean them up later.
Ours are pretty. There's like seven over here. That's why we brought you, Haley.
Just kidding. Haley, can you start picking them up, please? I get it.
When's Mariah get back?
Like an hour.
She's here? She's back?
No, I said like in an hour.
Oh. Yeah. What a great week.
What a great week.
Full of rewards.
Full of rewards.
Full of heartbreak.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, people. I mean, it's so exciting for you that Mariah's here, but yeah. Also she kind of ruined
our
plans.
Like the upskirt of Christian right now.
Yeah. It kind of ruined our plans.
What?
You know when you had a boys' night on Friday night plan? That was going to be super duper fun.
Yeah.
You get spoiled because they get here early, so you can't have a boys' night.
That's all right. Okay. It might have been a good thing. I was thinking about it. It might have been a good thing.
Why?
We would have destroyed that place. We would have burned it to the ground.
We would have. It would have been a better shape than when we got there.
We would have just watched the movies.
Dang,
the Xbox controller would have been out the chair instead of at the TV.
Maybe I was just coping.
Would have been so rowdy.
You trying to tell myself that it was...
What do you think was going to happen?
It was good anyway. No.
No, listen to this. This is what's going to happen.
Let me live in fantasy land where everything is awesome.
You just said everything was going to be bad.
Gavin, I'm just saying... that's not going to tell myself. It would have blown up.
It would have been like...
actually happened.
Parker's living in the world that's on his shirt right now. Just... Wake up, Parker. Yeah. We're in reality where we would have had fun. And
I think
sick
we
movies.
Need to do,
you would have watched Django Unchained finally.
Shoot. September, when she goes back for her bridal shower.
And her friend's wedding and see DaBaby.
Yeah, all that
Let's
stuff.
Not go. DaBaby.
She's seeing it.
They're hiring DaBaby for the bridal shower.
We'll stay at the apartment and do a guy's night.
That's actually a good idea.
That's actually a really good idea. I was going to probably stay there anyways. When she's gone.
Oh. Okay.
Oh man.
Parker got a massive couch.
Great couch.
Great couch.
I really wish we got a video of it.
I know. How did they not?
I don't know. Everyone was so afraid. Watch out. When Hannah started screaming and yelling, I was like, that's going to make him fall. It's not going to just let him lock in.
Get a good video out of it.
So this weekend, got an apartment and you got to furnish an apartment. So we went and bought a couch. Got a great size living room. You can fit a massive couch in the living room. Mm-hmm. The problem is you can't fit a massive couch through the door. So as we're bringing it
in,
we realized this isn't going to happen. And I was like, let's lift it up over the balcony, second story balcony.
Second story.
We got lots of guys here, four guys, eight arms. My dad and I carried it down the stairs. We lifted it up. Gavin hops over the railing, is leaning over to grab it from us. We push it up. My dad's down there giving the last push. I'm running up around to help lift it up.
How fast were you running?
So fast.
Was your heart just...
Yeah, I've never ran so fast in my life.
It's incredible.
But also try not to roll my ankle and make it up that last step. That's 2 feet tall.
That is true.
Get up there, helping Gavin and Mariah's dad lift this couch up and over the balcony, through a tree, through the sliding glass door, and then boom, it's in the living room.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And no one got a video of it. But mom took a couple pictures.
So pathetic.
I don't know why.
Yeah, at the end when we're
if you're gonna have your phone out for something like that,
definitely
why are you taking pictures? But it's all right. It's cool though.
Anybody gonna video this? And they all just stood there in silence.
And Hannah was there?
And then I jumped over the balcony.
And she didn't video?
I know.
That's like her thing.
She like ran over and started trying to help. Like, oh, okay, thanks.
the tree was so close, it was really difficult to tip up the couch. If it wasn't there, it'd have been way easier.
Yeah.
But it did make it a challenge.
It did a little bit, but we got it done. If you need a guy to jump out on a ledge for you, Gavin's going to call. He's just so eager to get out on a ledge.
I love it. It's the call of the void. Mm-hmm. I'm just always ready to jump.
There's legend.
Ledge master.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Speaking of which, actually not speaking
you
of
you gotta
which.
Scoot over that way so you're in frame.
I'll be most in frame if I'm scooted over this way.
The phone might be blocking your face. This phone.
Oh, I see.
Just a little bit.
Have you guys seen all that's happening with Mr. Beast?
No.
I just saw Chris. Ava. Yeah.
Mrs. Chris.
Mrs. Chris.
Right. What's her new name?
Ava.
Chris is kind of a girl name.
I think he changed Chris to K-R-I-S.
Oh.
So that is the girl version.
Yeah. Yeah, it turns out he's always been a weirdo.
Unfortunately. Yeah, so I actually did see a post today. It was like his ex-girlfriend said something about like, it was super vague, but just like, you never know who someone really is. I lived with this pain for years. I don't know.
So she knew.
I don't know.
So she knew exactly who he was.
But doesn't he have a wife? Or had a wife?
He has a girlfriend that's like a South African or something. So hey,
who?
Wait,
who's this?
Mr. Beast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Chris.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about
Chris. Oh, yeah, Mr. Beast had a, or Chris had a wife and a son.
Yeah, so everything's coming out about Mr. Beast, I guess, being like abusive to contestants and faking videos and which some of the stuff, it's like, okay, that's actually not a big deal at all. But some of the
being
stuff.
Being abusive. He didn't give me $10,000 when I got out.
But some of the stuff was like kind of.
Kind of real?
Real.
Maybe. But he's got so much money, it's really hard
like
to
some
tell.
Of the guys' complaints was like, so they would edit it so like there'd be a timer, right? Like a timed competition. Like, you know, in cooking shows where like they always, it always is like there's five, 4 seconds left and they're like putting all the stuff on the plate to where it ends exactly when the timer ends.
Hands in the air.
Right. Gordon they were saying Ramsay. That Mr. Beast, like he would fake his stuff to where like people would finish challenges and there wouldn't be 3 seconds left on the clock. It would be like 5 minutes before the alleged, like the timer was actually going to go off, but they would edit it so that it seemed like. And that stuff, I'm like, that's
I don't
just
know if that really matters.
That's just like production.
That
just
makes it entertaining.
That's not immoral in any way. That just makes it more entertaining for the viewer. So that stuff I didn't really care about. Then there was some stuff that that was more like intense. Then there was stuff about he would say like subscribe and you have a chance to be in the video, but really the people in his videos was like his friends and family and coworkers. So like again, it's like nah, I don't really care about
that. He would pick a random subscriber. Usually, I think
he said he tried to, but they were so bad on camera.
Yeah.
Right. So he would get like a pretty good portion of people that were, oh, you're pretty good on camera. We'll bring you back.
Yeah. And he also reused. He'd
get a random person. Yeah. He'd reuse them a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty like cutthroat to his employees, I guess, like editors and producers and stuff.
Well, like, they probably get paid
again.
Pretty good.
That's like
not immoral.
Maybe if they. If you suck at your job, you don't get to keep your job. Sorry.
Because the main guy that's been like making these videos, millions of views on these videos, just bashing him and like saying all the stuff that he does. It's all from this dude that was used to be a producer. Used to be a producer or used to be an editor.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Remember the Viking guy, Jake? Long time ago.
Insurrection? Viking guy Jake. Oh, part of
Mr. Beast's crew. I think he's made some videos recently just like about his experience. Not recently, but like
that
I've seen before. And
it wasn't poor.
It wasn't negative. It was just like I just wanted to do my own thing.
I don't think that his on camera crew is treated poorly.
Yeah.
They're saying it's the people like producers and editors, not like his crew. Like what's the other dude's name that's doing their videos now? Like the younger guy. I guess he's probably been there for like 5 years. Yeah, Nolan probably. And like Chandler. I guess those guys are whatever because they're his friends.
Chandler's been in there for a long time, dude.
But it's hard to tell if the allegations are like truly he's a bad person.
Or they just want to get views.
Or he's just like a super efficient, not how he acts on camera, super cutthroat, which that's way more permissible.
You've seen it though. He's done other people's podcasts and interviews. And I watched a couple and he's pretty much straightforward said like, yeah, I have 200 employees or whatever, but I mean, they get paid well, but they're also going through so much footage. And so he's just talked about how it's like no rest. Like I'm just going, 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 pushing my team.
Right.
So yeah, lots of orange dust on your shirt.
Oh my, it's part of the
game.
Gosh.
It's part of the game.
You let me sit here like that.
Yeah, you play dusty games, you win dusty shirts.
This was my clean shirt.
Oh, yeah. And then they said one of the more, like, morally questionable things was that one of his staff members, another one of his staff members, was, like, an actual pedophile, like, registered offender regarding young children.
Dang it.
And, like, he would have had to have known about it unless he was super, like, just ignorant to who he hired.
Yeah. But like, isn't that something you have to disclose?
You have to register.
You definitely have to disclose that. He was on there for a long time. I think he was in a couple of videos, like as a contestant, like as a contestant or whatever. And like the Squid Game maybe or something like that, where you have a bunch of contestants.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just fired him, like when all this stuff kind of happened. Dang. But people found out about it. I don't know. His recent video got a bunch of views, like millions of dislikes, but...
Really?
Yeah.
That one was crazy. Dislikes?
The bunker one?
Oh.
Yeah, his most recent one, because people like don't like him anymore.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, that'll, some
350 like million him. People subscribe to him.
All the 8-year-old kids that are watching, like, no, don't dislike it.
No. Yeah,
they don't really care. You can't even see the dislike count anymore unless you, like, there's some way you can see it. I know, it's so lame. Doesn't show.
I think there's, like, a Google, like, little system. What is those called? Like, those widgets you can have downloaded on Google Chrome.
Oh,
like Chrome extension. You can have, like, an extension that shows you dislikes.
Oh, that's cool.
I think. That's what it is, because I have seen people that still show it.
On,
but I really have no idea, to be honest.
On what?
On YouTube. You can't see dislikes anymore.
It's been a while, ever since Joe Biden got elected.
Like a few years.
Took away the dislike button. Got
seriously.
You get Trump click back and...
Oh my gosh, that kid, apparently...
Apparently!
Click on that, actually.
We get Trump back in office, and
oh,
we get
you can't
the dislike
see how
button
many.
Back. You can't see dislikes.
Interesting. Should have to def.
The apparently kid.
The apparently kid is apparently not a kid anymore. That's actually pretty solid.
Coming to you live from Modesto, California.
Okay, Derek.
Oh, Derek.
Fresno.
Ooh.
Dude, the beginning of that movie's so funny. The beginning where they're like in the car and like,
I'm brave.
She's like trying to kiss him. He like grabs her face.
Get away from me. I wonder why he did that.
Already, police. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness you're here. Officer.
We weren't doing anything.
Should we... No, come on. Let's go check it out. He falls out. He like breaks his ankle. It's like floppy and she carries him.
That was John Krasinski that played that.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's funny.
I didn't know that for the longest.
Don't touch me.
Why did he do
don't
that? What was
rush
I don't
me.
Know. His character was just like, oh, don't rush it. That's what he said.
Don't rush me.
Don't rush me. That's so funny. That is such a funny movie. I remember seeing that in theaters.
Fresno.
Their honeymoon, right?
In what world is Fresno better than Paris, Derek?
And then Bob,
the clip of him with the Jello, shaking it in front of his face. That clip was so funny.
Love that clip. We got a lot of positive feedback for our anniversary episode.
Yeah.
Really?
We talked about it last time. Oh, yeah.
What episode was that?
156.
Is that the last episode?
One before.
Oh,
but
okay.
Just
that
like
makes sense.
Looking at all those.
Cool.
You know what?
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Hannah said that it doesn't count as our 3-year.
Oh, why?
See, I think we should count it as our 3-year because
it's our 3-year.
It was 3 years for 50. There's 52 weeks.
Yeah.
And 52, then 52.
We do one episode
but
a
technically,
week.
Technically, our first episode was August 11th.
All right. So, yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is our 1 year.
How are we catching up on ourselves like that? I'm starting to think there's not 52
because there was
in
a leap year.
It's like,
I don't know.
I have no idea.
There's technically 50. They count as 52 weeks in a year, but it's really
more than that.
365 days and a half.
What's 52 times 7? Like
52 times 7?
364.
Oh yeah, that'll be 300 and wait, times
is it 364?
Yeah, I think so actually.
364.
Well done.
So one day, how did we get so far
behind?
That's why we
have. That's why we have a leap year. There's one extra day in a year every 4 years, so we can catch up.
But we do 365 every year, so we're
ahead.
Yeah, we're ahead. And we want to be double ahead.
Good for us.
We're just so eager. That's fun. You see the Olympics finally closed, U.S. Yeah. on top.
Mm-hmm.
They removed breakdancing from next year's Olympics.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Did they actually?
It was so bad.
Pull up the U.S. versus Japan
men's. Oh, my gosh.
No, it was amazing.
The Australia chick ruined it. Ain't nobody want to listen to us watch the breakdancing.
No, pull it up.
Also, it's
right
Monday
now.
Night. I don't want to assume.
No,
work.
You don't have to play it for them, but.
Oh, yeah, suck it, guys. We're going to watch.
Yeah, we're
going to
watch breakdancing. No, you're going to listen.
Fine. It's Monday night. Parker doesn't want to add stuff in. I understand. We're so sorry. It's so late.
Japan?
Huh? Yeah, USA. Japan men's breaking. That's what they call it. They call it breaking.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
B-Boy Victor of Team USA.
B-Boy
Victor. Who won in.
I don't know. The Australian chick was just bad.
She was so bad that they canceled the whole entire sport.
So next year, it said it might make a return for Australia 2032.
That's so hilarious.
But it's pretty funny that it's coming back to Australia.
They have to redeem themselves.
They're like, we're so sorry.
I feel so bad for all the breakers out there, though.
I know.
They finally broke through. And then she had to ruin it for everybody.
Turns out she cheated, too. Did you hear that?
Really?
Yeah, she like created the. She was like instrumental in creating the agency that like of judges,
uh-huh.
The panel of judges, and her husband was one of the judges. Gave her a super high score, or whatever. And they like showed footage from the qualifier round, and she was like in a breakdance battle with some other Australian, and like the one that she was against was way better than her. Like she very clearly lost. She just looked like she was just like in the Olympics where she was just kind of rolling around on the floor. That's exactly what she was doing in the like qualifier, and she somehow won. That must feel so good for all those other Australians that were like in the competition.
Seeing her
just
humiliate
herself.
It's crazy.
She was terrible. Ray Gunn.
Oh, nice. We get to watch some old dude talk about it instead of watching it happen.
Is that her? I don't think they're going to show it.
Someone copying it? What do you think of Eminem's new music? He put out a new album.
Really?
Yeah.
No idea. I haven't listened.
Eminem did?
Yeah. It's super weird, too.
Yeah, I've heard it's just
but,
like,
I mean, you listen back at, like, some of his older beats, like,
that
pretty
were
weird really
too.
Popular songs, really just weird beats. So it's not, like, that much different, but it is just not really that enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? He had a song with Juice WRLD or something?
Yeah, Godzilla. But Juice WRLD was dead when that one came out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's so weird when they're just like making music for people that have passed.
He had a whole album that came out. Juice WRLD did.
And then he's had another one come out, I'm pretty sure.
I don't feel like that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, 100%. They used AI for his voice.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's not true.
Yes.
There is no way that anyone let that happen.
They did.
Dude, record labels are greedy. He just put out a single.
That's
July,
not
June 7th.
An album.
But that's imagine being featured with a dude that's no longer with us. Yeah. Oh, deluxe version of this one. Wait, no. Yeah, this is a completely
that's a
different
single,
album.
I think.
No, it's an album.
Crazy.
27 songs. Well, they said, I saw this.
He's put out as many albums since he's been dead, since when he was alive.
They said that he would just go into the studio and just record a ton of music. So I'm sure they just have a bunch of records and that never got released.
Audio of him? Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know what's crazy is I sweat through all my clothes today.
What?
And then they dried while
gross.
I was having lunch. And then I sweat through them again.
Oh,
and they didn't dry on my drive
awesome.
Home.
Goodness gracious.
And my AC went out.
In your van?
In my van, yeah.
That's pretty crazy. You gotta get that fixed.
Gotta get it fixed. My car is having issues.
What?
Yeah. The power steering light came on, and it's electronic power steering.
Oh.
So it's not hydraulic.
Yeah.
Can't put fluid in it.
Yeah, I mean, you put fluid in the electronics, and it's ruined.
Yeah, it's not good. But I don't know where I can send it to get fixed. Toyota dealership is $160 just to get it looked at.
I know. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, yeah. There.
So I got to find somebody to send it to. The somebody economy. I trust. Anybody you guys trust?
Tyler? Wait, what?
Tyler.
Yeah, to look at it? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I might
Tyler fixed my car. It was leaking oil from somewhere, or burning oil.
Burning it right up?
Yeah, but this one's just the computer. Something's up with the computer.
Oh, yeah, you're going to want to get that checked. What's she on about over there? What are you watching?
She better be listening to an old Gas Boys episode.
She's watching some, like, women's, like, feminism video.
It was, like, women's...
Women's courage. Oh, that's hilarious. Somebody had surgery and died. Somebody just died in surgery.
That's so funny.
She thinks it's hilarious.
Oh, what have I done?
Sick. Christian, I don't know how you can date her. That's disgusting. What did
you
do?
I plugged you into Gavin's port and Gavin into your port.
No flipping way.
I can see it populating as you're saying that.
I was wondering why.
That won't be a big deal, will it?
No.
I was wondering why my line wasn't doing anything.
Your voices are EQ'd slightly differently, but not really.
Oh, okay.
It will not be noticeable.
Crud.
Cool.
Hopefully.
Did you guys know Nacho Libre was a real guy?
What?
Look it up.
Really?
Look it up, dude.
I won't. I will just take your word for it.
Go ahead and look it up right now.
You know what?
Because I don't know if I'm lying or not. Pretty sure it's true, though.
Who cares? We can say whatever we want.
Nacho Libre, real man. Yes. All right, let me read it. Father Sergio Gutierrez Benitez. The 2006 movie Nacho Libre is loosely based on the life of Sergio Gutierrez Benitez.
Loosely.
Mexican Gutierrez. Catholic priest and luchador who went by the ring name of Fray Tormenta or Friar Storm. Benitez was born in 1945, wrestled for 23 years to support the orphanage he ran. He wore a red and yellow mask and was known for his athleticism and dedication. His identity was a secret for many years, but it was eventually accidentally revealed. Benitez semi-retired from wrestling in 2011, but continued his work with the orphanage. His legacy lives on through the children he cared for and with the orphanage.
What?
Oh yeah, with the children he cared for and a former resident who was inspired to become a luchador himself, known as Fray Tormenta Jr. Jack Black portrayed Benitez in the movie.
It's so funny that Jack Black.
Yeah, what a crazy movie.
He became
movie
this
pitch.
Guy.
Isn't that crazy, though?
I had no idea that was based on a loosely based. They say loosely, but that's basically what the movie is.
Yeah, literally the movie. Story. A Mexican Catholic priest. I guess Nacho Libre wasn't a priest.
And
he was
like the actual
events. He worked there, and
real.
He was in love with one of the nuns.
Yeah. That makes it more interesting because he's in love with like a
nun.
Romance kind of.
Yeah.
People love romance. It really draws them in.
Draws them in.
Isn't that wild, though?
That's wow. Funny.
And it was accidentally, his identity was accidentally released. They ripped off his mask. So crazy.
Oh, no.
Pretty sick. I am, ba-da-da-da.
Is that a picture of Nacho Libre, though?
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. No, that's him.
Real oh. Dude.
That's Fray Tormenta.
So funny.
I think I am.
Dude, went to the Mexican supermarket
I know
in Longview.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Amazing.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It took me right back.
To Mexico?
To Mexico.
Where's that at? Is that by me?
Gilmer Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We haven't been in there yet. Haley's been wanting to go there. I guess they have really good fruit.
It's awesome. Mexican supermarket?
Supermarket.
El Supermercado.
El Supermercado.
Supermercado. El Supermercado.
Her mom shops there.
Yeah.
Oh.
She should. She should. Love it.
She should. Great place.
I have a feeling I'm going to go back there. Oh, bro, they have
too
a whole
much
section, like their bakery section. They're just cranking out tortillas back there. Oh, yeah, they're
too much.
Are
you serious?
Too much.
Oh, my God.
Too much talking. She needs a mic.
We do need to get her a mic.
That's all right.
A real religious. We need to get someone a mic. Ain't nobody talking.
Can you guys believe that Kamala is actually gaining some traction?
That's not real. There's no way.
No, it's not. Yeah,
ChatGPT made that picture.
That is
she's
true.
Not getting traction.
I did
Where'd
see.
You hear that?
Well, just like people
she's
are
54%
the
in the polls.
Is trying to convince us that she's cool.
No, I saw that cool. on Fox News.
She's not cool.
It popped up on my YouTube, said that she's polling at 54% across the country.
Across the country?
Apparently. Supposedly, apparently. It's because they're going and doing these polls from the media, And because people already voted, you know, not officially voted, but people took these polls and said, oh, this is who I'm voting for. And all the people that said they were voting for Trump, a lot of them weren't saying it again because they weren't already counting it. Because they're like, I just took this poll when it was Trump versus Biden. So why do you need me to do it again? And so instead of just inputting those people as Trump supporters or Trump voters, they didn't
put him as Kamala. So
put Kamala way ahead of all the new people that are supporting her.
Wow. That makes sense. I don't know, bro.
It's so weird to me that they're just like, let's do a primary. This guy will vote for him to be our nominee. Oh, he decides he doesn't want to do it. Let's just pick some random, let's just pick somebody instead.
And then we voted on bro. It.
Let's not do a revote.
It's because of all the money. That he raised during his campaigning. If she didn't get nominated, they would lose it for whoever the new nominee was.
Why wouldn't they want the people that their party wants?
Maybe their party wants Kamala.
Like the Democrat Party wants. If they voted on her,
she picked the most extreme vice president.
I don't know much about him.
She was constantly riding a BMX bike around the White House. That's what I heard.
What?
Yep. Skateboarding.
Oh, that's so sick, actually.
Half pipe. She got a half pipe installed
in the West Wing.
That's why they wouldn't let us check out the White
House. She's sent up the White House. Yeah. MTV released a piece.
What?
Yeah.
But Tim
Walsh?
Walsh?
Tim Walls.
Walls?
Tim Walls?
W-A-L-Z.
Walls?
Walls.
He is a governor of Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Extreme.
Extreme governor.
Extremely liberal.
Extremely governess.
Yeah, I've been seeing a bunch of people saying that J.D. Vance is like more right-wing than Donald Trump. I haven't even really
looked at I don't really know anything about either of them, to be honest.
He seems like a pretty normal guy, though.
Yeah.
Who's that, Walls?
J.D.
Or J.D.?
Vance.
J.D. Vance. Yeah, I don't know much about him either.
Walls?
Because usually the vice president picks are just like, all right, this is kind of a medium person. But last time, I mean, it was Kamala, and she was voted the most liberal senator.
She was so random. Oh, my gosh. Why? Yeah, that was the same deal. I was like, I never heard of this chick in my life.
Well, I never heard of Mike Pence at first. For the longest time, I saw Trump, Pence. I thought Pence was like an acronym or something. That was another MAGA.
Trump Pence. Trump Pence them.
But that was when I was 12, but still. Probably should have been able to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Weird. Very weird. So I heard Walls is a big transgender guy. Not himself, but his...
He likes little boys to be able to transition.
Yeah.
He said as young as 8 years old, something like that. And then he said that he was so pro-choice that Nancy Pelosi, who's very liberal, told him that he needs to reel it back a little bit.
That's an insane statement. Because like how much more...
Like a grand statement to a bunch of people.
And he's lying about his rank in the army when he retired.
I heard a bunch of stuff about stolen valor. I didn't look into it at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like one rank above is what he's saying.
Yeah,
he is.
But you don't get that wrong.
What's the point of that? Why would you even say that? That's so weird. What a crazy. Yeah.
And talking about how he's like, these weapons of war that I used in war should not be on the streets, but he was never in active combat. He retired right before his unit deployed to Iraq.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Coward. What?
Who said that?
Guys, we can't talk about Mormons, seriously.
Yeah.
Man.
I think Mormons believe in stolen valor. We can't do this.
They believe in stolen valor.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what... I mean, you did that last time about some Mormon stuff.
Well, I didn't know that's what they... I thought that was what Freemasons believe.
We should interview a Mormon on the podcast.
We should get a Mormon on here.
Any listeners out there, if you're a Mormon, you're awesome. And we think you're super smart. Come on our podcast and talk to us.
Not like that. There's probably great Mormons.
There's probably great ones out there.
I know Mormons that are great. My neighbors.
Oh, like personally? Yeah,
ex-neighbors. They're wonderful people. Very nice.
From school. That were Mormon. Are Mormon.
I seem a little confused about some.
But most some people things. Are.
Is that where. Who's their guy? Joseph.
Guy? It's not Jesus.
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith.
Yes, Joseph.
The golden books, golden tablets, golden under book the apple boy. Tree.
Yep.
It was, right?
Yeah. So they
bet he dug them up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he found them in like some random U.S. Utah or whatever. He was in Utah and
there's no trees in Utah.
He only had a third grade education, but somehow he was able to translate these from English to. He spoke English, but not very well. Couldn't read it.
Yeah,
but he's able to read these.
What are you gonna do? Found these golden tablets.
Was he really third grade?
No, like he only had up to a third grade education.
Oh, in Utah, which is kind of weird.
But this was way back in the day.
Like. Not like the 1800s.
Maybe he didn't find him in Utah, but they got excommunicated because they were having a bunch of wives. So we sent him away.
They claimed that it was written in like 400 AD or something, or 1200 AD, like much long before.
A long time ago.
I don't really know much about it.
How'd they get to the U.S.?
Nobody something knows. About America being the new Israel, the new promised land.
Yeah, like and they're very racist.
Very racist.
Or at least fundamentally. And then they were like, we're not, you know.
Like, guys, we're not that racist anymore.
Yeah. We misinterpreted.
Yeah. I think they just changed their stance on caffeine. So good for them.
Yeah. They can.
They got caffeine.
More than Sprite. No. Sprite is non-caffeinated.
Yeah.
So random. They have like 9 wives, can't have caffeine.
Yeah. No Dr. Pepper, but have as many wives as you want. Which I remember talking about some of this stuff in school and like I knew Mormon. Kids, there's one girl. She was super nice, but
they're very nice.
She's like, we don't believe that anymore. We don't believe in the multiple wives thing. Like, all right.
What about the guy? What about sister wives on TLC?
That was like a fundamental person. Like, there's like Christian fundamentalists, emphasis on the mentalist, that believe like weird things that nobody.
That's
else
true.
Does.
That is true.
That is very true.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't really know.
Just a sacrifice thing.
It's all these weird sex. S-E-C-T-S, sects.
Sects.
And like of religions and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Weird sects.
I had a teacher one time who, it was in a history class? It must have been. But he brought in a bunch of different, leaders of religion, like different religions.
He brought in Jesus, Muhammad.
Brought in Jesus and God and
Buddha.
The Holy Spirit.
About people that were Muslim, somebody that was Catholic. I think someone who was Mormon.
And then and someone that was like a regular Christian.
Just had him fight.
No, in like at different times, it was different class periods, and would have them just kind of share.
Oh.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, just so you could kind of learn more.
Yeah, I would love to do like an apologetic... Like
tour,
That was Mormonism. Super interesting like to a me. Guy that's like a devout Mormon that's been for the longest.
Yeah, give me some
and
explanation.
Just ask
on things.
A bunch of questions.
I found a Book of Mormon in my grandparents' like bookshelf because my grandpa's friend gave him one like forever ago.
Yeah,
and I was just reading some of it, and it's just like it's just interesting. I want to really like I don't know. I want to know about it, but I
don't have the time.
No. That was always super interesting to me in school, though. Like, Greek mythology, especially. I always loved that stuff.
Love that stuff.
So cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I remember one time, the first time I heard someone say, like, oh, I do this religiously, or whatever, just saying, like, they do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was in middle school. Me and my friend Miles were talking about something with, like, The Office, and we had a substitute teacher. And he's like, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, oh, some, like, The Office. Like, you watch The Office? And he's like, not religiously. And then, like... walked away, and me and Miles were like,
I don't really either.
What? I don't watch it for religious purposes either.
Like, this guy's so weird. And then we're like, oh, wait.
I
think we looked it up.
Wait
also,
a second.
Still kind of a weird thing to say.
Yeah, not religiously.
Yeah.
Okay. To a bunch of sixth graders.
Still kind of weird, a little bit weird.
I don't know.
Catch me off guard. So I wasn't saying you were watching it religiously.
Because he was already a pretty weird dude.
Yeah.
And then...
Then he gets weirder when he says religiously.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, we've hit politics, we hit religion.
Religion, sexuality.
Guns.
Yeah. Still kind of politics,
okay, let's
actually.
Talk about guns and, yeah.
And then war.
Yeah, and
our
war.
Stance on war. What's the best war to do?
What is the best war to do?
Who
would you attack right now if you were governor of war?
Parker. Attack Parker.
Me and Haley yesterday, we got lunch.
Nice.
Delicious lunch, barbecue. And we were hanging out. All of our friends were doing God knows what. Mariah's in town. Parker's with Mariah.
Gavin's at home.
Gavin's with Parker. Were you at home?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
y'all were hanging out, so we didn't have anything to do, and we were we got barbecue, and we went. We were trying to go find some place to eat. Haley wanted to try out this park and like eat at a picnic table or whatever.
Let's go to this park. All right,
let's go.
So it's 95 degrees outside, and you're in pants. Let's go to this park.
We go to McWhorter Park. Great park. They just recently redid it. It looks great.
Really? Mm.
Yeah. So we went over there, pulled into the parking lot, and we found a community of LARPers. Live action role players.
Oh.
And they were dressed up in all their medieval. They had like these bins just full of costumes and props and like weapons
all their
and
get-ups.
Shields and swords and all the fun stuff. And they were just in there and they would like talk for a little bit and then they'd go to their each separate sides and start just battling it out and going crazy. And then like one person would win or like a team would win and then they would like guilt each other, like hug and give each other nucks. And then go switch sides again and then do it again.
Someone was asking me once if I would do like a Civil War reenactment thing.
Oh, yeah, dude. That'd Wait, Civil War, what side?
The good guys. North side.
Blue side. I don't really care. You got to represent the Federalists.
What?
I think
the
it's
Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the North.
Yeah.
Yeah. Confederates, not Federalists.
Yeah, Confederates.
Yeah, Confederates.
The Federalists. Those were like
the Feds.
That was,
when we,
at
the,
that was
at the Constitution.
Yeah,
I was. I like
that's England.
The other day was reminded like the we used to have like a Constitution and it lasted for like 20 years and it was so bad that we rewrote it completely.
Yeah, we used to
remember that they had the Articles of Confederation first.
I don't even remember that.
And that we had it for a little bit and then we're like, no, this sucks. We need a different
this
system.
Is bad.
But thankfully, they recognize that because I don't think we could handle doing something like that.
Is
today.
The Senate still voted by
no.
the state?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Chosen by the state, not
yeah.
people.
State gets
you voted your senator.
What do you mean? Chosen by the state.
Yeah. So when they first wrote the Constitution, they wanted to give the power to the people. So, you know, the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. that's why they call it the House mm-hmm. of Representatives because they're representing their state. That's why. For each state, it's determined by population of state, how many
people you have.
Representatives you have.
Okay. Yeah.
But then the Senate, there's two from per each state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't think the people would necessarily be smart enough if they would know how to control the power. So originally the Senate was chosen by the government.
House of Representatives?
I don't know if it was by the House of Reps.
What government? The federal government picks the senators?
I don't know. The executive branch?
That
the president?
Make sense.
I don't know, but I just know that the people didn't vote them in at first.
Hmm.
I watched this documentary like a couple weeks ago about it was like one of the first colonies in the U.S.
Delaware.
Or actually, not one of the first colonies. It's like one of the longest enduring mysteries of the U.S. history. And like our settlement of the U.S., uh-huh. it's about the lost colony of Roanoke.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, learned about that in middle school.
Oh, really? That's in school?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember.
It was like one of the first, it was before the Mayflower.
And they got cooked.
Before the Pilgrims. It was this group sent over from England.
Virginia, right?
What?
Virginia?
Yeah, Roanoke? It was, there's like an island off of Virginia called something island.
City in Virginia.
Look at a map.
That island.
There's like a. That's Roanoke, Texas.
Nice guys.
Winnipeg.
Yeah, you're just gonna find it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah. So.
Is it that whole island right there?
No. It's much, much smaller. Go down. Go down.
South. Roanoke,
Virginia. Yeah.
Oh.
That's not it.
That's the new one.
That's new Roanoke. It's down. That
one, Knott's Island?
No. Scroll out. It's like a really slender.
It's like a slender man.
Zoom out. Go down. Like it would be like this right here.
Oh.
The Hatteras. Yeah, go down. Oh, yeah, right there. Roanoke Island.
That thing?
That's Roanoke Island, yeah.
So, they'd be living there.
It was like one of the first.
Oh, they were so close.
They
to
sent a group
massive land.
From England of like this many people. First, it was like a few people. They created a settlement there, made relationships with the Indians.
Good for them.
people that settled, they like went, they brought like a big group of people and they all settled there. They made friends with the Indians. They were like kind of like at war a little bit
mm-hmm.
with one group of Indians, and there was another group of Indians that they were really close with. So they're allies with this group, another group to like the north of them, they were not allies. They were quickly like running out of food and lost support from England. So there's like the main guy, he brought his whole family and like 100 other people.
Uh-huh.
And
what was his name?
I don't know. I forgot.
Rowan.
I don't know.
And he left as like a last ditch effort, because they thought the Indians were about to attack them and they were running low on food. Like there was a plague or like a disease that spread through the colony and a bunch of people died. So they needed, oh yeah.
Walter Raleigh.
He went back to England to try and get like support and like bring more ships and food and to get support for him.
He take his family with him?
And no, he left his family, his daughter and her family. Like it was him. He brought his daughter. His daughter had a husband and their kids.
Doesn't he they know stayed that's there. How-
he left to try and get support for him. And it ended up because of like some war that was going on or something. It took him like 2 years before he could go back. So he finally made it back. The colony disappeared. Gone. Like there were like no signs of like really like a war or anything, like no dead bodies really. Like it wasn't like they got attacked.
Tsunami.
And there was one carving that said like Croatan or something. That was the name of the Indians that they were close with.
Oh.
And there were like reports that before he left, they said if something went wrong, that they would go to this Indian tribe and like stay there. But they ended up, so they wanted to go visit them. Or he did. They went to Roanoke, and then these people were like 50 miles up river. So he wanted to get in the boat and sail to where these Indians were to see if his family was there and the people were there.
Yeah.
And there ended up being like there was like a shift of wind.
Oh.
And the captain of the ship was like, we won't be able to make it there because the storm that's coming or whatever reason, we have to turn back and go to England.
What?
Yeah. So they ended up having to go back and the guy never got the chance.
Wait,
they
were already in North America.
They were 50 miles from the Indian settlement. And the captain, for whatever reason, was like, we have to go back. We're not going to make it. Because they were running out of food or the wind shifted and it's going to take them too long. How
would they run out of food? And they had enough to get back to England. But
look it up. Why couldn't they go to Croatan? But they ended up having to go back to England. And Walter Raleigh never was able to... Oh, yeah. See, Croatan. That's what it was. Card of the palace that hadn't been built around the settlement. White took the letters to mean that the colonists had moved to Croatan Island some 50 miles away. Roanoke Island.
1585.
Raleigh sent out another group of Holland colonists under John White. White returned to England to procure more supplies, but the war with Spain delayed his return. By the time he returned, everyone had vanished.
Dang. What a bummer.
That's crazy.
He was never able to look 50 miles upriver to see if they joined.
It says he wasn't able to, but then a later search
found no, that was one. That was the first time he came back. He left. Oh, I see what you said right there. Mm-hmm.
But like eventually.
Like, but that was like
he didn't get to know this.
That was way later.
Yeah.
And they said like according to the because Jamestown where the Pilgrims settled,
yeah,
that was like barely north of Roanoke Island. That was like 100 miles or a couple hundred miles north of Roanoke Island. And
look, they're in a bay. They're totally fine.
Jamestown's right up there somewhere. Farther away than that. So, go down. You can see where Croatan was, I think. That's Roanoke Island. They were like on this. Mm. Oh, yeah, Hatteras or whatever. So, but there was like reports that there was like the Indians, there were like writings like that they were like these white people in the tribe of the Croatans or whatever.
Oh.
And there were other reports that they had moved like up this other river and so settled there.
So maybe they survived, but...
And then some people said that it just like the Indian tribe that hated them just killed everybody. Dang. But no one knows.
Dude, I want to get up northeast.
I know. I've never been out there.
Sounds awesome.
There's so much history up there. Holy smokes.
Forget about history.
I know.
And that's a shame.
That's always like future.
Let's talk about the past. I knew so much more history back then than I do now.
Yeah. History's fun.
I'll get into it probably when I'm old and got nothing else to do.
I wonder if there's any like new news, like if they know where they went now.
If they could figure it out.
Yeah. What I think about sometimes is what in like 100 years, what are they going to say about
the Gas Boys?
Yeah, us.
About, what is this thing you call a podcast?
Yeah, what did? How did they shape an entire generation like they did? How
I know. And why are they still alive at 120 years old?
124. I would have been dead 4 years ago.
In 100 years, you will have died 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, wow.
I have 96 more years left.
That's good.
Yeah. But what are they going to say? What, like 2024, what are the highlights?
Yeah, how are people going to go down in history?
Perverts.
Yeah.
Bunch of perverts.
2024, year of everyone perverts. Becoming perverts.
We had Cody Ko, Mr. Beast.
Chris. Kamala Harris. Shocking, Kamala Harris. I know, but just wait.
But it's true.
There's something coming out soon. Dang it, we're going to get fact-checked again.
Dang it. It's
independent fact-checkers.
Yeah, now this is why we have so few views on YouTube is because we keep getting censored.
I know, it's insane.
We got a lot of comments on the last video, that 3-year video, though. Everybody was, you know, saying congratulations, like you were saying.
Congratulations.
That was nice.
Yeah, so cool. If I was going to LARP or roleplay, like live action, whatever.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have all my stuff, like, right there, like the bins and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking a 2-mile hike into the woods or something.
Yeah. The real deal. I don't want to do it in a park.
I'm not going to be in a park, and then you got some people playing basketball over there. You got some people enjoying the barbecue lunch.
You're like, what is this ball thing?
Yeah.
Attack them.
Yeah, that would be funny if you started just like really getting into the character.
A police officer comes. What is this?
What
man?
Is a strange contraption? Sure. Which is for his gun.
Huzzah.
He reaches for it so fast you like chop off his arm.
It was like 100 degrees outside and they had like 15 people there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't believe they could get that many people together. I don't even know how they.
Good for them.
They have a Facebook group.
They did it.
They must have been from all over, like Tyler, everywhere else.
There's that many people in Longview that do it.
No, there's not. There's no way. It must take some effort to get that many people together for LARPing on a Sunday. In 100 degree weather.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I think we could get enough.
We get a good LARP sesh going.
Yeah.
We can't even get people to hang out and play Frisbee.
I know.
I could get some people to
hang out. I love Frisbee.
I know. I found a Frisbee in our garage.
Really? I don't know where my Frisbee went.
I think it might be broken. I can't remember though. I thought I remember it breaking, our pink Frisbee. It got stepped on, didn't it?
We have a different one.
But then I opened a sports balls bin in the garage the other day. So many sports balls that I forgot about. Nice football.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What about a Frisbee?
That's huge.
And the pink Frisbee was in there.
Well, we got
which
football
was shocking because I thought it was destroyed.
Jeremiah's starting football tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He was
flag
telling
football?
Me.
Flag football?
I went into the kids' class yesterday and he was like, Parker, I'm starting football tomorrow. I was like, what? I was like, since when? Like, what's your team? He was like, I don't know. My dad just told me I'm playing football. Like, okay, cool.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Flag football was fun. I did it for a year.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like the Cowboys or something.
Yeah, I
dumb.
Know. Nah.
No, everyone around here would be the Cowboys. They'll change it up a little bit, probably.
Yeah, they'll be okay then.
Yeah, no one's allowed to be the Eagles, though. Dude. Not down here.
Oh, did you see the college football AP ranking, AP poll came out? Oregon's number three. Yeah, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Notre Dame.
Bro, Notre Dame is always ranked so high, and they always suck so much.
That
is everybody's
true.
Like, we respect them, though.
We respect you guys. The Irish.
I know. And they're never good.
They're not even in a conference.
Penn State's up there. I can't remember who else was up there.
We're going to have four great Big Ten teams this year. We got Oregon, we got Ohio State, we got Penn State, and we got Michigan.
Yeah.
Those four. If any Big Ten teams make to the playoffs.
Where's Utah? Are they Big 12?
Big 12.
They were like number 9 or something.
They were good.
Or 12, maybe. I think Penn State was 9.
Yeah, Colorado and Utah are Big 12. I think there's more. Arizona and Arizona State are Big 12. And then we got Cal and Stanford and ACC.
That's so crazy. They're going to be flying everywhere.
Who else are we missing? Because that's only 10.
Cal's going to get whooped.
Right?
What?
Is that only 10? Because Big 10 is Oregon, Washington.
Yeah.
UCLA and USC.
Okay.
And then we got Arizona State, Colorado, Utah in Big 12.
Yeah.
Then we got Cal and Stanford in Big Ten. Who am I missing?
Well, the Beavers.
Oregon State, Washington State.
Are still in the Pac-12.
Hilarious. Pac-12. It's so funny.
How is that going to work?
Bummer for them.
They'll play other
Pac-12 championship game, first game of the season.
No, they won't play each other until the end.
But it seems like they're going to keep the Pac-12 around, try to recruit some teams in there.
Yeah, that would be cool if they revived it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be sweet.
They're not going to. What, are they going to start new football programs?
Maybe.
Well, other schools, transfer conferences.
That suck.
Them come up, like Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Notre Dame are all non-conference.
Yep.
They could join.
That would be crazy. Notre Dame in the Pac-12?
Notre Dame would run that conference, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That would be pretty sick. And then Oregon would be like, dang it, I'm so glad
we're
out. Which
would be funny, yeah. Be hilarious. Oregon State got destroyed all the time by Notre Dame. I know Oregon State's always supposed to have been like our big rivals, but I always just feel bad for them.
Yeah.
They're like a little kid that just like sucks.
Oh, they beat us bullies. 1 year.
They beat us 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Which
that was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
But that was when Oregon, that was like a COVID year where Oregon was like 4-3 or something like that.
That's so funny though that they got so hyped about that, but we had beat them 14 years in a row.
Yeah.
Prior. And then we'll beat them another 50
It's crazy.
Years.
Crazy stuff. Crazy world out there. Lots of football.
Bo Nix had a great game.
Bo Nix had a great NFL debut. He had
three quarterbacks play. Bo Nix was the best by far. He had a touchdown. Four of his five drives were scoring drives. No turnovers. He was like 12 for 18 or something like that.
That's classic Bo.
Classic Bo. I mean, just an efficient.
I love Bo Nix.
Just an efficient quarterback. The one drive that didn't end in a score was a fumble from the running back.
I think I'll get a Bo Nix. I don't know if I'll get a jersey because Broncos.
I might get a poster, though.
But if there's like some kind of Bo Nix merch.
Put it in your room.
I'd get some.
Yeah, he's just a great guy. I mean, he really is.
He is. He's awesome. So is Justin Herbert. Excited to see the Chargers this year. See what they do.
There's a lot of NFL teams I'm excited to see.
You think
the Bears?
I think the Oregon Ducks will kind of be running the show quarterback-wise here soon.
Hopefully.
I don't know who. Carson Beck? Man. Will Howard from Ohio State supposed to be good this year?
Supposedly Jalen Milroe in Alabama. He can just run.
Yeah.
That's it. So fast.
Yeah, he choked. Remember how bad they choked in that in the game against Washington?
It was awesome.
No,
dude.
It wasn't Washington. It was Michigan.
Michigan.
That was so funny.
Yep.
That was funny.
August 31st, first Duck game.
Yep.
Let's get together to watch.
Yeah, we gotta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Super fun. Peace. Fun time.